This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by Your Vibes Entertainment. Your Vibes Entertainment is Middle Tennessee's premier hospitality entertainment consulting company. If you or your business are in need of a mobile DJ, group entertainment like trivia, karaoke, or bingo, or you just need a professional MC to help coordinate your event's day of logistics, we have you covered. It's no work and all play when you hire Your Vibes Entertainment. You can trust us to bring top-of-the-line sound equipment, lighting, and a professional attitude to any event you are hosting. If you are interested in boosting your revenue, showcasing your company, or just want to provide high-vibe entertainment for your family, friends, employees, or clients, please contact us on Facebook or Instagram at Your Vibes Entertainment. Shoot us an email at yventertainmentservicesllc@gmail.com or reach out to the owner, Michael, directly at 615-330-3236. Thanks, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends. Will hustles his ass off. I've been around him for a long time, and he's always doing something. And we kind of got into the conversation of what's life all about, and you can't really figure that out if you're just constantly grinding.
Yeah.
Just constantly like checking lists off and making sure people are paid and making sure you've got enough money to pay this or pay that or enough food for everybody and everybody's satisfied and everybody's happy. And you check up at the end of the day and you're like, I'm not fulfilled,
Yeah.
Sometimes you are, it fulfills you when you fulfill other people, but obviously, I put something on Facebook the other day that sometimes even to live is an act of courage. It's to do you as a person of who you are is in today's society, especially is an act of courage. This cancel culture bullshit we've got going on as far as like you have to do this certain thing. And, there's a lot of those motivational speakers out there, too, that if you can. Sure, they're good in snippets, but if you get too deep into them, it's just like, damn, you kind of feel like you're not doing enough sometimes, or you do too much just to keep up with what everybody's telling you that you have to do in order to be successful. And
yep.
And I've heard a couple of people say, mention that the definition of success needs to drastically be rewritten as far as what it really means.
So, what do you think it is?
What do I think success is?
Yep.
I think that success is first personal fulfillment, and then second, overflowing enough to where you can help others be fulfilled.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Service to others.
Over service to self. Yeah. I think, as we had said earlier, that story about the big house and the movie director, we had mentioned there was a pretty famous movie director at this big rich guy's house, and somebody had mentioned to him, this guy who owns this house made more money last week than you have all year. And the movie director, replied back and said, well, this guy, he says, I've got one thing this guy doesn't, and that's enough. I've got enough for me and for my family, and I feel fulfilled. I feel successful in my endeavors, and some days are better than, some days are better, some days are worse. It's obviously an ebb and flow in life, really, as far as constantly figuring things out. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about where you are and how you're treating other people? And you just wake up and let the universe do what it does. That's the one thing, is being able to wake up and being comfortable no matter what comes your way with going with the flow.
Yep. Being fluid with the day. Yeah.
What about you?
Forward progression towards a worthy ideal.
I'm an
Earl Nightingale guy.
Mm-hmm. What was it, Jordan Peterson that said, every person in their life needs to pursue something that they personally find meaningful.
Meaningful, yeah.
And meaningful isn't always, bliss or joy or happiness or, it's that it's not a constant flat line of like, this is great. Meaningful is something that sucks sometimes, but you feel like that's your calling, you're meant to do that. That's something that
when you wake up out of bed, you're like, all right, here we go, baby. You know, this is me, and I'm going to do it, you know, be damned what everybody else says.
Still trying to figure that out too.
Yeah, sure. And I was watching, who was it? I can't remember who was saying it, but, it was that the one of the points in life is to live here and experience as much as possible. Like to just go through as many experiences as you most possibly could. Just take it all in. Not, you know, that's, you know, you could kind of circle back to almost the definition of what mainstream society calls ADHD or ADD. You know, to me is a superpower. Like if you can learn to kind of hone that in and focus on all that information coming into your brain, you know, you don't have to do one thing all the time, but if you can just kind of compartmentalize some things, it's extremely helpful in life. And there's, in my mind, there's not enough people that take the courage to step out and try new things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could ever really truly be satisfied if you're just kind of staying in your comfort zone.
Yeah. I always want to reach outside.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
That way you can grow.
Yeah. Because that's where the growth happens, yeah. Within the chaos, right? You know, you can't grow when everything's just constantly it's orderly.
Normal.
Everything's like, just well, normal. Yeah, none at all.
It's like over the years of being an entrepreneur, I've understood that I've got to be a problem solver. And that's sure. been one of my next business card I get. That's what the title is going to be. It's going to be problem Will solver. Pinkerton, problem the solver.
Problem solver.
Because you have to. You have to learn to take in so many different things on a daily basis as an entrepreneur trying to grow your business and your family.
Mm-hmm.
There's always things coming at you that you have to understand how to look at it as not as a problem. You got to look at it as like, okay, well, what do I need to do to keep this from happening again?
Mm-hmm.
Why does this keep happening? Why is this the third time you're coming to me with this?
Mm-hmm.
So
and that's where the processes come into place. I think we were both in that same book discussion, right? Or would you do it after the e-myth?
Yeah, I didn't get in on that's right after we opened the restaurant and moved.
Oh, that's
County.
Right.
And, yeah,
that's
I didn't
right.
get in on that one.
But the process is part of that of just building something, build it to sell it for the most part. But you don't necessarily have to sell it. But build it to where if you were to ever make a decision to sell it, it's ready to be sold.
Yeah.
In a nice little box of here's how all this stuff works.
You're talking about the e-myth class.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, I was in on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got to get back onto those studies. That's one of the things that I've kind of have strayed away from. And I need to document. So you asked me earlier about the, is the restaurant, is this?
Yes, back to that. Yeah, we got off track.
Have
a
I got
bit.
My, has it satisfied my?
Your itch.
No, it hasn't. But it has gave me a lot of information to move forward with for when the timing is right. So I've been working with a kind of a personal mentor I've been blessed with this past year.
And well, did this person just come into your life?
He has. And right time, right place, and been a super cool guy to just talk to.
Cool.
And he has, you know, pointed out that priorities as you, you know, grow are very important at understanding what your priorities are. And my priority has always been family, but I've never made it a priority.
Sure.
I've always made hustling and grinding a priority and making sure my kids have always had everything I didn't have.
Sure.
So this past year, I'm understanding a little bit more about what my priorities are. So my kids, my daughter just turned 15. We've got a driver on us now. I've got my night trip to Sonic ice cream driver. But I don't have to beg the wife now. Say, hey, sweetie, you want some ice cream? So, but yeah, super proud of her. She just turned 15, and my son's 13, you know, going on 14. So they're growing up fast. So I want to spend these next few years being a dad.
Yeah.
And spending some time with them.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a vital age too. You know, that kind of early teen age is huge because there's a lot of development that goes on in those years and a lot of separation kind of between being a kid and maturing and into an adult. You know, it's a tender time in a kid's life. And in today's society, there's so many mixed messages, you know, that come along with family just in general and sacrifices that have to be made. And, you know, if you want to give your kids everything in the world, you know, the time you spend with them has to be just quality time, whether it's 20 minutes or an hour. But, you know, if you want to make a bunch of money, you got to work. But I think as we both know that work turns into a lot of unforeseen circumstances that come up outside of family. You know, it's not just like, okay, here's work. You know, as you do that, outside forces start to send you more either problems that need to be solved or blessings that you feel obligated to almost take on, you know, to that point to where, it's a tender balance between that and I'm learning it as well too. You know, Anna Claire is, a fiery lady, as most of may have heard on the podcast last week. And, she's big into family as well too. And, you know, sometimes there's those tensions of, you know, I'm trying to grow this business or, you know, it's a lot of work on the weekends kind of thing, but, you know, it brings you back down to earth. Sometimes you just kind of sit there and really be present with your children.
Yeah.
That's
living
a tough
in
thing.
The present moment.
That's such a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as important if it was easy though. I mean, because the past is just a memory. And the future is just a thought. You know, none of it's actually real.
Yeah.
Except now. Now. And that's it. And I'm here with you. And we're just kicking it. I haven't talked to you in forever.
Yeah, man. We've been busy.
Yeah.
The restaurant has... it's been fun.
Sometimes sometimes it feels like it's sucking your soul, you know. But sometimes it's a blessing as well, too. And so you're just... going with the flow of life at the moment. And
thanks again to Your Vibes Entertainment for sponsoring this episode. If you're looking to boost your revenue, showcase your company, or just want to provide high vibe entertainment for your family, friends, employees, or clients, please reach out to them directly on Facebook or Instagram at Your Vibes Entertainment. Shoot them an email at yventertainmentservicesllc@gmail.com or give the owner, Michael, a call directly at 615-330-3236. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.